Today from the Ohio Newsroom, health coverage designed for farmers.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Around 700,000 Ohioans lack health coverage. That's according to the most recent data from the U.S. Census Bureau. And many farm families are among them, citing high premiums and a lack of employer-sponsored plans. A new Ohio law will offer an alternative health coverage option that operates outside of insurance regulations. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford explains.
Each morning, Sarah Eisen greets a coop of talkative chicks at her farm in Claremont County. They strut in excitement as she pours feed into bright red bowls.
There's about 550 chickens in here, and they'll go through a couple hundred pounds of feed a day.
Eisen loves this simple farm work. She and her husband work full-time on their ranch to support their family of five. It's flexible and rewarding, but there's one major hurdle: health insurance.
Our plan tripled in price for what we had to pay out of pocket, with no notification of what that payment was going to be.
She says the cost of private health insurance accounts for nearly 20% of her ranch's profits. Eisen's revenue is steady, and it's still tough. Insurance costs can be even harder for produce growers, whose profit margins are as unpredictable as the weather, says Whitney Bowers with the Ohio Farm Bureau.
You might have had a really good year the year prior, and then, you know, you have a drought, or you have to sell off all of your cattle, or, you know, you have very little control over what your income is.
That means very little control of what income bracket you fall under for health coverage. Many farm families shift in and out of eligibility for Affordable Care Act subsidies, making insurance affordable one year and seemingly impossible the next.
So we knew people were going without. We knew people were struggling. We didn't know how to help fix that.
Ohio lawmakers passed a bill they say could help. SB 100 allows the Ohio Farm Bureau, a non-governmental private nonprofit, to create an alternative health care plan for its members. The plans are medically underwritten, meaning it's not your income, but your health status that determines your eligibility. The Farm Bureau can deny coverage to those with higher health risks. The Bureau can only do that because, well, it's not technically insurance and therefore doesn't have to follow standard marketplace rules.
We wouldn't encourage anyone to rely on this.
Kezia Afosu-Atta is the Director of Advocacy for the American Lung Association in Ohio. The nonprofit was one of eight health organizations that testified against SB 100. Together, they argued that these sort of health plans lack oversight and only provide thin coverage for those with conditions like asthma, diabetes, or cancer.
It's quite misleading, and it can put a lot of families in more irreparable financial harm because they thought they could depend on these health plans, but they're actually not going to cover it.
Bowers disagrees. She says these kinds of plans are working for families in 10 other states, including Tennessee, which has been offering farm health benefits plans since 1947. She says participants won't be dropped if their circumstances change, and she's clear it's not for everyone.
You may be told this isn't the right plan for you.
But she says it could fill a gap that families like Eisen's face. Eisen says application delays and short enrollment windows have left her children without health care coverage.
I didn't have anything as a mom in my hand that said this is their health insurance. And so I'm super excited for this fall to be able to enroll in Ohio Farm Bureau's is going to be just truly life changing, even for peace of mind.
Governor DeWine signed the bill into law in July, and the plans are expected to take effect at the start of next year. But opponents caution that farm families need to read the fine print. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Moscow.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.